Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com. A Prayer for the Long Walk of Faith. Written by Karen Amon. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more, because God took him away. Genesis 5:24. Is there a person in the Bible whose story you simply love? One who encourages you, challenges you, or with whom you share a similar life circumstance? Perhaps it's Moses and his keen leadership skills, or Esther, the compelling queen, both beautiful and brainy, who used her quick thinking to help save an entire nation. Maybe Joseph is your favorite, as you contemplate how someone so mistreated could continually take the high road, which led him not only to political power, but also to family forgiveness. All of these are fabulous choices, but I choose Enoch. I first heard of Enoch as a teen, and he fascinated me. Not a lot is written about him in the pages of Scripture, but what is there piqued my interest. Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more, because God took him away. Genesis 5:24. My young mind pondered that strange description. As I grew in my faith, I learned more about this Old Testament mystery man. In Hebrews 11, 5-6, we catch more of the story. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. That's it. Enoch was whisked away, spared the pain of death, and transported immediately to God's side, all because of one simple thing. He pleased God. I say simple, but I don't say easy. It is a simple thing to please God. You just do what he says in his word. Straightforward enough, right? However, my years as a follower of Christ have taught me that simple is not always easy. Choices present themselves, the world screams, our flesh gets in the way, and we want revenge or glory. So we often lack faith and instead try to control our own destinies. We mess up the pleasing God part with our very own hands and hearts. Enoch walked with God. Oh, don't we long for that to be said of us? I'll admit, I don't always walk with God. I take a stand for God, believe the right things and make it known. I may walk after God, and sadly, sometimes I run ahead of God, make my own plans, and then say, oh yeah, by the way, God, do you mind blessing these plans? I made them in your name. I may have forgotten to consult you in the midst of them, but they are for you, all right? What a shame and a sham. Walking with God means we daily give up our desires to navigate our own lives, and we place our faith in him. We admit he knows what's best for us, and realize he might not always reveal the hows and whys until the very last second. God is seldom early, but never late. Only day-by-day faith walking pleases God. Do you long to be one who pleases God this way? One who makes him smile as he sees you place complete trust in him and his infinite wisdom daily? Maybe then we just might be like my Bible hero Enoch, the one who walked so closely by our Creator's side that one day, during one of those long walks, God looked at him and said, you know, we've been walking together for so long now that we are actually closer to my house than yours. Why don't you just come on home with me right now? Glory. Well, at least that's how I picture it. Let us pray. Dear Lord, show me how to walk step by step with you in faith, not ahead of you or behind you, but right by your side. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.